Can we get Jess some longer nails?
I don't know if you can.
I actually think that's important.
Yeah, if they're any longer, they're going to start curling.
I don't know how you function like that. I'm so impressed, actually. Like,
but there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
How do you think we get St. Bernards mixed with wiener dogs? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Put a fucking platform behind them.
Your nails are a hybrid of canine domestic.
Well,
I like that reference.
Did you know that the cheetah is the only cat with that doesn't have retractable claws?
Always out.
Retractable?
Like dogs.
Like dogs. Are,
cheetahs are like.
Oh, like
dogs.
I see. Like dogs don't retract there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's probably from the running.
You know, dogs are the only animals with retractable dicks.
Welcome to the Comedy Store Doorcast. Heroes, Luke Schwartz.
Is that the start?
I have a good group of employees with me today. Next to me, Jess Wellington. And then across is Kaylee Chase. And then next to her, Bruce Gray.
Hey, everyone. It's good to be here then, on the Doorcast. Coachella Valley Brewing Company this Thursday. Tumblr Brewery in April 29th.
And we have a free show every other Friday or every Friday. We're just
every
doing
Friday.
The Comedy Store is closing down. Sorry, everybody.
Becoming a parking lot.
Yeah. The Comedy Store has been sold to Chinese developers. I just got this information in now. So come see a show while you can. We're closing in 3 weeks.
What would we become if they bought it?
A parking lot.
Joe
Rogan. Well, a parking lot attendant.
A small casino.
A small casino, yeah.
That would be cool if a developer bought it.
Yeah.
Small casino would be
good. Luke, you seem tired.
Thank you. It's good to see you, too. If you tip at
you
the
maybe,
door, like
all
Mike Z and Big Bad Brad have been doing, and showing love and dropping love into the bucket, that's nice of you. As always, Gino from Speedweed, if you need Speedweed, there it is. And... It's been kind of a week. It's good to see everybody.
It's great to be here.
It's great to be here. Oh, I have to. I told.
Spit it
starting
out.
Out with
it
a
out.
Bang.
I got it. I got it.
Wait,
David tell-tipped us.
Oh,
and I told him I'd mention it.
Okay, great. $1. Nice.
That's fucking
he
solid.
Did? You didn't even tell me that night, and we were working together.
I think it was the next night.
Oh, you little bitch.
What night did we work together?
Sure, yeah.
Tuesday,
okay.
Wednesday.
All right.
The banter you expect.
Dave is at a train station right now being like, can you show me how to listen to a podcast?
A flip phone.
Yeah. Can you? How do I get a podcast on here?
There's a Palm Pilot.
It's all black.
That's nice. That's really good. The show on Friday was... fine. Like, it was good. I didn't do great. I didn't feel like I did great, but it was a good show. It started out.
It was sold out, yeah?
No.
No?
It was good. It was good, though. It was solid.
Pretty solid, right?
Oh, yeah. It was a great crowd.
Yeah.
Also, the mics sound like shit, and the mics sound like you're talking underwater in the belly room, and nobody seems to care enough to fix it.
I don't think...
Well, whoever's working the back needs to adjust the sound. I'm constantly texting piano, like Kaylee.
No, I'm talking about the belly
Click
room upstairs.
Jeff. To like lower and raise the mic level.
Well, we have
that's
DJs
you,
going in there fucking with it
but
all the time.
But you need to stay on it and change it for everyone.
We're talking
a
about
little
the belly room.
That's what I'm saying. You need to change it a little bit.
Everybody has different.
It's a bummer.
It's
you
broken.
Need-
it's not changing. It's broken. I was up there last night or Saturday trying to fix it all, and it still sounds like shit. I know enough about it to make it sound good.
What's the version of shit? Like, what do you mean?
It sounds like literally
feedback.
You're talking underwater.
Oh, baby. Oh,
yeah, it's awful.
That's connection or speaker.
But, you know.
It is probably the connection or the speakers, I would say. I mean, in my professional paid opinion, I agree. I agree.
Helpful.
Hey, and I'm here saying I agree with being helpful.
I'm in a bad mood.
I don't know. I don't think so.
No, I said I'm in a bad mood.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Because I've spent 3 months working on a pilot, and then today I found out that it's basically just The Ranch on Netflix.
Oh, my God. I love that show, though, dude.
Hey, well,
hey.
I rewrote it
then
without
just
knowing
it.
What the
then,
show is.
Oh, then God. Just do a spec script for that and like say, hey, could I write for you guys?
Yeah, be like, I'm just like Danny Masterson.
They're on a cattle farm in Denver? Is that where yours?
No, it's similar. I'm changing it. We'll figure it out. You'll see it on Hulu.
It's about a guy from Bakersfield. He wants to move to LA to do comedy.
Yeah.
And he's really, what he feels in his heart is,
yeah exactly.
That's good.
So that's why I'm
he's got to feel something.
Yeah, he feels.
Oh, yeah. He's got to avenge something.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, now you're talking. Dude, don't give it all away.
Ninjas, robots, and the farm. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yep.
Classic.
It's good to be here.
It's good to be here as well.
I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to be here. What are we going to talk about last week? Like, what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. We're going to talk about last week. Let's dive into this week's segment, last week.
Oh, fuck.
What happened?
So much.
We worked a couple showcases according to plan. We worked a couple showcases,
yeah.
And they were like a lot of showcases.
Can I say Darius killed it though?
He killed it. I was there.
I know we're not supposed to say names necessarily, but Darius just nailed it.
Right. We're not supposed to say names necessarily, and then you name them.
That's a good comment.
Wait, do we? Interesting. That's
the only set Jess
right.
names.
With you saying someone is meaning you're saying not a lot of other people.
Well, I feel bad because the first one that went up at the showcase, he went up to a pretty cold room because they were.
But he's good.
Yeah. And he brought him back, but it, you know, he just didn't get as big of a punch that he normally does.
Okay. Yeah, that happens.
It
showcases weird, man. Yeah. Showcase energy is always interesting.
What's the rule? We don't say the showcase's name or anything else up any other people's names. I don't understand the new name. It's just showcase.
The new name.
The new name rule.
The new name rule.
What's the new name rule?
The new name rule of the showcases?
Just
of
showcases.
Anything? Did you get in trouble for names?
No, I just don't want to.
Terrified.
Single. I'm trying not to like sing because I saw one night and I saw solid comedy mostly. Mm-hmm. And it's like a tough thing. And
it's the nicest thing you've ever
seen. I've bombed that one is. And I've done well. Like, but yeah, those are interesting sets to do.
I have no further comments at this time about the showcases.
He didn't have any anyway.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I thought I had a lot, but I got in trouble for some of my comments.
So, already? Not even for me?
No.
Yeah.
No, I was I was scolded for some of my comments. So I've been all of my comments.
You've been
are
hating recently. It's
I'm not
Bruce,
hating.
It's no, hating season not, for Bruce.
I mean, definitely.
We could argue about it all day, but that's just not true.
See, that's you're hating.
I'm not hating.
You're
I'm being oppositionally defiant.
You're being combative.
You're hating.
I'm being combative.
It's hating. It's hating season. Just say it.
I haven't told one.
Just say it.
What I will say.
Yeah.
I haven't told one lie.
That's because it's all opinion-based.
It's the right opinion. All of my comments at this time have been redacted and can be, if you guys want any more comments, you can reach out to my team.
Oh, my God. Oh, well, you know, can I say the famous person that showed up to the showcase? While we were there?
More than one.
Well, the big one.
Sure.
John Legend.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I wasn't there that night. That was crazy.
It was pretty crazy.
There was a crazy one the next night, too.
Next night, too, yeah.
I judge people as they come in, and he was coming in, his whole entourage, and I did the nice, hey, guys, I'm sure you all know, but just make sure your phones are on silent. That was it, and he just like was like, and kept going. I was like, did you could just shake your head or thank you or not say nothing. You don't have to roll your eyes.
Tried to get a picture. No, I'm kidding.
I was doing my
Jess
job.
Jess asked him how big his dick is. He walked in, he's like, phone's on silent. Yeah. Could I ask you one thing, sir? How big is your dick?
And
he
John went, Legend, ugh. Huh? Yeah. Like, yeah.
He did yell out during someone's set that he's motherfucking John Legend.
Did they ask him who he was?
Yeah, that's his name. That was the question before he yelled that out.
Yeah. So, yeah,
celebrities,
he's allowed to ask
they're
the
just
answer
like
that
us.
That way. I say he's allowed to answer his own name like that. Are you kidding? Like one of the most famous men in the world? For sure he could say that.
I mean, after our interaction at the door, I wasn't happy with it.
You should have kicked him out.
I should have kicked him
out.
That would have. They were all filming and I allowed it. Shouldn't have done that.
That's fine. Whatever. Lil Wayne was here. He was cool. Yeah,
was that just happenstance?
Lil Wayne here was here the next day.
I didn't get to see Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I'm so surprised you didn't. Yeah.
It was,
I'm surprised you didn't know
God,
that
I'm
one.
So pissed.
He was totally in and out, and he was cool the whole time.
He was
didn't
very
yell
cool.
it, whatever. He was very
was
under
awesome.
The radar, and he
you probably didn't
popped
see
in,
he
popped out,
so,
and he was cool.
So he's so lil.
Because I remember you guys like in the group chat, but I didn't realize he was actually here.
Yeah.
For a brief moment.
He was like really polite.
I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
But
he's way better than John Legend.
Cool.
Now you're naming names. Now you're really.
If it was my showcase, I would have done 6 minutes of comedy and then would have brought Lil Wayne up to rap over his music on stage.
It's hard to get dialogue across from rapping, though, like, or like mono, like
doing no, stand-up. Like I do stand up, and then he comes up, and then they play like best rapper alive over the loudspeaker, and then he's like, "Thank you, yeah," like, and then goes into his thing. You know?
That's your iconic
loudspeaker. The speaker.
That's your Lil Wayne anthem.
That's
your
best rapper alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that's way up there.
I would do Amelia's My Generation. That's how old we are.
I'm a big Lil Wayne fan, so I mean, back in the day, I would like to do Good Looking Rapper. You know that song?
Aren't you a Lil Wayne? You're not a big Lil Wayne fan.
I'm a Lil Wayne fan. I'm mostly a Wayne fan.
Wayne Brady, he's great.
Yeah, I stopped listening to Lil Wayne when he started skateboarding. I was like, all right, I kind of got it.
He's kind of stuck. Yeah. There's been videos of him like doing a thing. Oh, yeah, he's stuck with it.
He's actually skateboarding, but
okay, man. I stopped
listening to Lupe Fiasco when he started skateboarding.
Was immediate. So you just never listened to him. Great.
Isn't that better than them doing stand-up?
It's like I stopped listening to Tony Hawk. Oh,
Lil Wayne will probably start doing stand-up next week.
Yeah, I'm
he's
sure.
Probably in here studying. John Legend will be in here doing stand-up.
He's going to play a role.
Chrissy Teigen was already in here doing stand-up,
yeah,
so there we go.
She got on stage.
Great.
She did get on stage.
It wasn't.
She was at, wasn't she invited on
yes,
stage?
Yes, she was invited. And it was a showcase.
Was she invited? They weren't just here randomly, right?
That was
a setup, wasn't it? Was it not? They weren't here randomly. Like that was a plan, right?
Everybody's confused about whether it was a setup. What's your opinion, Luke?
You think the showcase E
set
planted
him?
Really? I don't think it was.
Absolutely.
I don't think it was. I 100%
think that.
I think it's possible. I think he might have tried to make it happen and was surprised when it did. But it happened. It sure happened.
Happened. Now I'm a little even more disappointed then.
My comments about the showcase
remain redacted.
Remain redacted. I'm happy for everybody.
Yeah. Happy for everyone. No one.
Good for them.
No one that I saw that on my night was like bad. No one did bad. So that was good.
You got lucky.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah.
This nice Luke is weird.
Just always being honest.
Just can't handle it, dude. What happened? Wasn't there another showcase Friday? No. Did I miss? I missed one. Yeah.
There's just a show, the late
show.
Oh, there
was
show
a JFL
showcase
on Saturday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mic issues there also.
Good.
Yeah.
That's where somebody left a bloody napkin.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Gotcha. They got a nosebleed. A nosebleed from.
Katie, can you go get the door guy daily from out there that I left there, please?
A doily?
On the table. I think I left a copy of it.
Copy of what?
The door guy weekly.
Oh, the
monthly.
Door guy weekly.
Oh, yeah, the door guy.
Daily?
Monthly.
I thought it was weekly. We all are on
it. It's annually.
This is actually the February edition.
Thank you.
What's it say?
Excuse us, just.
What's it say?
Thank you.
At the top.
I was mad I didn't make it.
Door guy daily.
The shower guy. But it's a monthly publication.
Did you talk about the shower guy on here already?
It's not a monthly publication.
They're trying to do it
like every few months.
It's an infrequent publication.
They should do it weekly.
It's a little. It's a school project. That's very nice.
I know. I would love it every day.
If you come, there's a bunch of articles in here. Very good piece of writing. It's a very funny bit, and it's all entertaining, and it's all correct. Special shout out to Dan Amarello Services.
Yeah. Luke is our editor, and he
what?
You spell check it, grammar check it.
No, I don't. I don't work with it.
Oh, do you just red mark it up?
You know that would be a good position
it's just,
for him.
It's just Logan and Jetski.
Yeah.
I like your bit up here.
Logan and
did you talk about the shower guy on here already?
No, that's why last week I got overshadowed by Chris Rock.
Yeah.
We haven't gone over the Oscars.
I talked about it on the last podcast that I overshadowed like because of Chris Rock.
Jess was in the main room bathroom with some guy trying to film a fucking R&B video in the shower.
It's going to be popping, dude.
So what happened? Tell the story.
Yeah. So I'm in E, right? Standing by where you can go back to the green room.
Yes.
And it's still dark. George is probably on his last joke. Like, it's that far towards the end of the night. And I'm standing there waiting to clean up. And then this guy comes. I don't see him until he hits E because it's still dark in there, you know?
Jess is always waiting to clean up.
Yeah. And
oh my God.
He's just like power walking, dude. And I'm like, where's this fucker going? And then he goes, power walks right by me. And I'm like, yo, excuse me, wait, no, stop. You can't go back there. What are you doing?
Right.
And he's like, he just mumbled, I'm going to shower, and kept on trucking.
What do you look like?
A homeless man.
Gotcha.
Smelled like one too. Wow.
That's David Tell.
I mean, he needed a shower.
So then he
went in the green room, and he must have like immediately, he knew he had to be quick about it. He like stripped down, got in the shower, and was soaking wet, because by the time security got back there, he was wet and they had to make him put on his clothes. And
he's butt naked?
I believe so.
Did they get him a towel?
No, we didn't have any. I did feel bad about that because it was cold. But yeah. then I thought about it. He wasn't prepared. He didn't bring a towel himself.
He had to have known the shower was there.
Yeah, he knew.
How did he know? What we have found out and what we've talked about twice now in a row, he's kind of on the wall as part of a comedy group that used to be here.
Oh, God. That's our future.
But that's how he knows. Wow. Yeah.
Best case scenario, that's our future.
Best case scenario, we'll remember to bring a towel.
Yeah.
You know what comedy?
You know what's cool about that guy is that guy he had a moment. He had a showcase. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Showcase. Yeah.
He's got his name on the wall. That's what we can say.
And his DNA on the floor. The shower.
Yeah, no. Nice. Yeah, I got it.
So what happened? Who went back there and
A couple security had to run in and get him.
Richie came in yelling at me like I did something wrong. And
came in yelling mad. And it was
why didn't you stop?
And I was like, just contain the situation. Don't yell. Like,
you must have invited
this
man to
shower. We're
all
here. We all got it. Like,
hey, that kid at door, guys, inviting their friends down here to take a damn shower, okay? This is a fucking homeless center.
Richie, we're not thrilled about him coming in.
Oh, they got your fucking people bringing their fucking friends down here to take a shower.
And it's like, oh my God. Was I supposed to physically stop him? And he was like, yeah. I'm like, no.
No, absolutely not.
why are we letting fucking people like that in here anyways?
That's what I said.
Hey, it's fine. It's fine. He took his little shower and he could get out. It's okay. Like,
this would have never happened if the mayor race went the other way. If Rick Caruso would have won, we would have never had that guy in the shower.
I doubt that. But I bet this was the fifth time.
It's a whole Karen Bass thing, dude. No, Richie, I don't think Richie took any time away from anybody, but I will. You know what? I'm going to do a new crazy segment that's never been done on this podcast.
This last week's segment.
Shout out to Richie.
Wow. Shout out, Richie.
Saturday night, I'm working in the original room, me and Logan, and Richie comes in there. We only have one fallout, and he goes, all right, here's what we're going to do. He goes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go Leonard Robinson for 8 minutes, Mike Black for 25, and then door guys.
Oh,
this
shit.
This is a Richie idea. And I go, yeah? And he goes, yeah. I go, all right. Because I'm basically like, let's fucking squash this real quick so nothing fucking changes. Mm-hmm. So then gets down to it, and I'm like, this is also like an hour before. I'm like, there's no way this is going to work out. And then it does work out, and so then it's going to be me and Logan. And then he's like, and that's it. And then I was like, okay. And then he was like, all right. And then I forget who he said. And he goes, add in one more, this other person. And I was like, okay. But then
tell us who his special person was.
I don't remember.
Damn it.
What?
I just want to know.
I really don't remember who it was. Because I had started drinking a few soda pops later in the night. A
couple of sodas.
A little bit of liquid courage, buddy. Because then, also... The main room was ending, and so people started coming in from the main. The OR was pretty, like, it was, like, at least half full. Like, there was, like, still people people were still coming in and, like, whatever. And this was, like, so then it was, like, the...
And then you told us to tell people from the main room.
And that's what I was saying. Or maybe it was just people who were just coming in, whatever. And then I went in there and so it was, like, hey, tell more people from the main room when they leave. Tell them to come to the original room. And I was, like, because if we can get people just flooding in here more, I can make an executive decision here to just start telling everybody, hey, fucking... Because, like, just we'll just start putting everybody up as long as we can. Just do 3 minutes, get out, just hurry, basically. And so then it ended up.
It was actually fun.
It was very fun.
How many people got up?
It went me, Logan. I don't remember who went through, but I know Faji got up, Riggins got up, Jess got up, Cooper got up, Jesse, and.
Whoa. Wow, dude.
Possibly one other person. I can't remember.
Was it Joel or something?
Joel. Three. Yeah. So me and Logan
3 minutes, pretty cool.
Me and Logan did five. I went a little long, not gonna lie. And
it was 8
good
minutes.
For you.
And then
8 minutes.
And then everyone else, I was like, let's just start fucking doing three.
Right.
In and out, in and out, in and out. And then Richie came in after been doing that for a second. He's like, what the fuck?
There's still people in the room.
That's what I told him. I was like, Richie, it's all good, man. I was like, people have been just coming in the room.
Bruce was smashed.
I was like, people just been coming in. I don't know what happened. I had like 2.5 drinks, and I was like, woo, buddy.
Allegedly, sure.
And then I was like, people have just been coming in and bringing. People are just coming, so I'm just, you know, in and out, in and out. He goes, all right. He goes, as soon as the front bar is closed, it's over. I was like, you're the man. And then he left, and so I was like, ding, 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 more, 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 more. And so, it was quite a while in there, and it was fun.
Yeah, who was on keys? You remember?
It was Glick, but he left during Mike Black's set. So after a while,
he was on the keys.
After a while, I went over to the piano mic and started emceeing from the side, basically.
I will say, last Sunday, Ryan gave us that option, but we didn't have as good a night because it was only one show, so there wasn't enough people to. So me and Anthony were like, let's just call it. As much as it would be great to go do a set, there wasn't enough people in there to
justify going up that late.
There were still quite a few people in there, and more people kept coming in. By the end of it, it was probably 30 people in there watching.
Yeah, it was like
solid.
And everyone who stayed, it was one of those things where after me and Logan, like. It was like, okay, we're going to see like the mass exodus here. And quite a few people did leave, but more people came in. And then those people who were there late were fucking down. Like, we're like super down with the whole thing. It was really fun.
Good. That's a good
thing. Down with the sickness.
Yeah. And then we went to Norm's and fucking went from 1:59 to 3 o'clock. And I was like, God damn.
Mm-hmm.
So then
Blocko got kicked out.
He didn't get kicked out.
Blocko got kicked out violently, you said.
I was drunk at Norm's and I put in the group chat that Lockwood got kicked out. He was there, that Lockwood got thrown out of Norm's.
Everyone's like, really?
And then, and then I forgot until like 3 p.m. the next day to say, just kidding.
Can we talk about Matt?
Yeah. No, you don't want to speculate on people. Come on.
That's true.
Well, no.
He's coming in next week. Yeah. He's coming in next week to do this.
I'm really scared about.
It's a big person leaving. Yeah.
Because I can't believe he is a
big person.
No way. I can't. Believe
It's a big loss.
It is.
Yeah.
We're gonna get some other nerd in here.
Well, let me rip off this Band-Aid. You know, I'm taking a hiatus for a little bit, right?
Is it the baby?
Yeah. Of course.
Well, yeah, you have. That's, yeah. That's
and this is the big announcement on the pod. The first time I'm talking about it.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
Luke's got viable swimmers, dog. You know, dude. You know what? This is the fruition of the Luke sex talk, dude.
Wow.
This is what the Luke sex talk has come to, where you're always like, oh, you know, it's normal. Everybody's like, Luke, are you putting it down? Are you putting it down?
I don't love talking about my personal life.
But now you don't have to answer because the proof is right there.
It's proof.
Mm-hmm.
It's proof.
You don't want to say in your pudding.
It's proof. Yeah, I didn't want
to
say pudding.
I wanted to cut you off.
Of
course, I'm very excited. But
when is this going to occur?
There's going to be like a couple big, couple big, you know, changes coming up.
What,
yeah,
you're having
that's
multiple
that's
kids?
Really hot that, for me.
I think that's really, really hot.
Hard. No, it's difficult. These are two of my.
It'll be fine. It's just for me. I don't know. I'm too. I like being a hourly worker too much to like really let it go. I'll be back.
So it's gonna be fine, dude. With you know, Luke Richard Taylor Schwartz Jr.
Well, I dreamt it and predicted it.
You're gonna
the baby.
You love the comedy store so much that you're gonna make your child's middle name Richard Taylor.
No,
that's
just
exactly the person he was.
If it's a girl, it's after me.
A girl, it's after you. Yeah, I agree that she will be a girl after you've been a girl. Wow. You got that on her.
Be named after me. I predicted the baby.
Wow.
How did you predict it? Oh, because you
when
heard
I had
you heard...
that dream. Oh. And I put it in the group chat.
Go ahead and say
and
it.
And I said, I think my dream was because Luke's wife's pregnant. And who ended up being fucking right?
Damn.
That's actually true.
That's actually is weird.
That was weird.
Yeah, she had a dream about me.
I have a dream.
Listen, I'm not getting having involved. I'm just saying that was accurate and weird.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Jess will also babysit anytime you need her.
Absolutely.
Do you think absolutely that's true? You're free all the time?
No, but anytime that I can, I will.
A little worried about the nails.
I like
it. Yeah, the nails. You're going to have to put like rubber tips on the nails to like.
I can do that.
Like a fireplace.
I'll wear the little thumb thingies.
Yeah, there you go.
Those like.
The little thumb thingies.
The things that make
gloves.
No, that make you turn paper.
No, I know what you're talking
about.
The
little finger condoms.
Gloves, yeah.
I said that.
Hey, dude, if Luke wore finger condoms, we wouldn't be in this situation. Hey, folks. Hey. We'll be right,
the problem is I did wear finger condoms.
We'll be right back, folks.
These are our jokes.
So it's intense to talk about, but that's just part of the week, and that's how it goes.
But you'll be back. Would any speculation
probably
on what the new door guy will be?
They'll probably hire 15, 20 more.
I mean, do we need... my question is...
No, we need a ton more.
Might hire two and keep one. we'll see who...
Also, you know. I don't know. I'm not supposed to bring up the show.
And honestly, maybe no one's getting hired. Maybe everyone's just like going to work enough hours and actually make a livable wage and make it your job.
Things are different now because we're no longer the center of the comedy universe.
When were we?
People are saying now the center of the comedy universe is
the mothership.
The Joe Rogan Comedy Club.
Yeah, well, it's the mothership.
Yeah.
But we're the mothership and he's the spawn.
Oh, they should have called it the spawn.
Jez Wellington coming hard at Austin, Texas. Laying
I
it all,
love them, but I mean, let's be. That's kind of.
I thought the picture of their door guys was very funny.
I didn't see that.
Oh,
it's,
that was.
Yeah, it all looks
it's
like
Bizarro
it
looks like, us. It's very funny.
It looks like Arnold's
because everyone's wearing all black and everyone's just like kind of young and hanging out in comics. You can tell.
Yeah.
And it's all, we're all like, whoa, okay.
I mean, it's the full Comedy Store staff over there, too. You got Adam, Jody, Curtis, fucking
They just replaced
Eric.
Their family.
Literally. It's the entire
I even heard
Carrie Mitchell.
Waiters, the servers.
That's the equivalent of like our dad saying, I'll be out for cigarettes. I'll be right back.
It makes a newer, better family.
Yeah. Yeah. I heard they have a server
better.
There.
Wow. Don't put better in there.
Because you're always like jealous. It's newer and better in your... It's whatever. We're going to be
fine. I
heard
they have a server there that's louder than Dana.
Oh, wow. That's
a bragging point. They said that they have a server
that's
there that whenever she speaks, she shatters all the glasses in the room. Can I take her? Oh, yeah! And then it just... And like shatters glasses.
Coming through!
Yeah.
Well, that was like Minnie Mouse.
It's all good, dude. Mm. I think we should do a wife swap. With let's do an undercover boss with the
Guy swap.
Undercover boss door guy swap.
Oh my god,
that would be hilarious.
That would be so funny.
If you did it slowly, no one would notice. If you did it over a series of like months or weeks,
it's
you
true.
Could just swap one for one us, and we should have like a door guy exchange program. They work here for a month.
Yeah.
We work there for
that
a month.
That would be so funny.
Well,
I don't know if I would
pen pals now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm good.
See,
I'm good here.
Right now, it's like it looks like we're choosing whether we're enemies or friends. It's like, are we pen pals?
Or are we enemies?
No, they're the newer, shinier version of us, and they fucking actually do social media, which is a big thing.
So yeah.
That would be nice.
We have no social media presence.
Them being like so hard line, though, do you think they're going to, if they open it up to like, I don't know, and like people that, like, traditionally alt comics, who you would think of as alt comics, I think they would draw there.
Yeah.
I think it's just, it's enough of a
Rogan.
Yeah. I wonder if he's limiting. I wonder, but we'll, you know, we'll see the acts they bring through.
It's an anti-woke comedy club.
But they have a chance to like just bring, if they really truly care about funny, they'll bring like funny, like leftier people.
But those people aren't going to do it because those people are too busy fucking.
Maybe. I bet like if you got like Lori Kilmartin or Jackie Cation there, they would headline that place in a second. I bet they would do it and
absolutely.
Sell it out.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I heard they're having is a a drag queen reading hour at Rogan's Glove.
You heard that, huh?
Illegal in Tennessee now, right?
I don't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think
that's
I turned off and so turned off the news.
It's like
turned
these
on
people
the
don't
seems so
really
important.
Understand.
It's really important
to drag show.
And they just say drag shows, so they're going to be disappointed when they can't do the drag strip anymore.
There we go.
Like the drag racing.
Yeah.
That's topical.
It's you know, it's a very Jess Wellington joke, so.
Thank
I
you.
Have no I don't
bow.
I don't know if it's a whole enemies or friends thing. I think literally watching all the things from there online have just made me realize how easy it is to have good social media for a comedy club.
Yeah.
And we could easily do that and don't.
Here at the comedy
all further comments have been redacted. And could be any further comment, you can reach out to my
team. I think the person like publishing this is going to be the one. Well, if he even listens, I don't think John listens to these. John, if you're listening to this, Katie, don't tell him I said this. Just John, if you made it this far in, because this is like dead in the middle.
Yeah, this is in there.
Shoot me a little text.
About what?
Hey, I'm listening. I heard you say it at 30 minutes.
I mean, John doesn't do social media. He's not the social media person.
He's responsible for some. He published.
Well, yeah.
Whatever. No, whoever's in charge of the social media, there is. We just don't do anything on social media. There should, you know, there should be boots. This should be
what's improv
boots
doing?
On the ground thing. Oh, what's improv doing? They're crushing it.
Really?
What do they have that we don't?
They have Brenton Biddlecombe.
Yeah. No, specifically.
Wow.
They have somebody that's in the club every night.
We used to post the lineups every night. Yeah. We don't even do that anymore.
Because there's nobody in. There should be a person on
the
ground.
Then you just do it.
That's what they've said to me multiple times. Why would I do social media for fucking door guy pay?
Yeah.
This is crazy. I was actually asked to take pictures because sometimes there aren't photographers and they know I'm like psycho about taking pictures, which is bad. It's bad. I know.
Did you delete
my storage is out of control.
You
I have
take
a little
too many. Yeah.
Luke's concerned. It's personal.
You don't. It's
nice.
Not special. You just take too many
you're
pictures.
A nice
it's too. Yeah.
It's. You're
it's
right.
Not special.
It's a little
right.
Creepy. Not.
It's not creepy at all.
It's not creepy.
I wish it was creepy.
He's correct. That being said, there have been nights with like big stars, and Emily LaFord has said, take some pictures, send them on.
Yeah.
And they're never posted.
They never post them. It's and that should weird. Be a big announcement. Like all of our pop-ins and stuff that are here now, they don't ever post. Like, oh, look who popped
in. Well, we should be online. People should be online trying to make the comedy tour seem like a play. And it's not like shows don't sell out literally every single night. That, yes, of course. Yeah. But also there needs to be an added, there needs to be somebody kind of showcasing the culture of everything and showing what a good time everything is. Because that's what we used to do, and that's what made people want to come here so bad.
Yeah, it also has to be good shows.
On the note, from the tip, honestly, it was pretty freaking cool to see Dave Attell come in a bunch.
Exactly.
I think he's fucking hilarious.
And that should
and
be
it was
posted.
Such a good, such a good pop in. That was a good. Okay, fine.
What?
There's no reason that there isn't somebody constantly taking videos of somebody like Dave Attell getting introduced or the walkthroughs we used to
just
do.
Just intros and stuff. Not necessarily
not
jokes.
Not comedy at all. No.
And
literally.
They did the Jeff Ross and Dave Attell thing was just sudden. And usually that's like.
Bruce, you're our new
media
manager.
Yeah, but we had
manager.
Dave Chappelle pop in too.
Yeah, Dave
did
Chappelle
they announce
in,
that?
Didn't.
I mean.
I don't think anybody.
After
we
the fact, but the improv and shit was every time, every night he was there.
Yeah, they have a social media person.
Yeah.
Bruce.
What?
He's right. No, is that right?
Is this hating again?
No. No, I'm hating now.
I don't know. I don't know if it is.
I'm literally not. I'm literally just saying what's
I just don't know.
Seeing what's going on and commenting on it. I'm like fucking Aristotle. I mean Plato or
Socrates.
One of those guys.
Come on.
One of those guys, you know. I'm taking in what's going on and I'm putting it out into the thing. But now I don't make comments anymore. And
I heard rumors about
a
food truck.
Food truck.
That's the rumor.
Who said what?
There's going to be a food truck here.
Somebody was saying
in the parking lot, and there's no paid regulars come anymore.
Maybe out front. They were thinking about doing a food truck, so then that we don't have to do the cleanup or any of that. They handle all of it.
Yeah, bring trash cans.
Yeah.
Damn,
I think that'll be better than having to run a kitchen again.
I think before anything, we should get microphones and speakers that work.
absolutely, sure, yeah. No food first. Then food sucks. Yeah, I'm really passionate about not having food back, but I think they might.
I actually agree with Luke completely on this.
I'm sorry.
Food is not good for comedy clubs.
No, there's chicken bones everywhere.
And, yeah, and also bones.
I just said chicken bones.
You just said chicken bones.
Yes, I did.
And then what'd you say? You said bones?
It's fucking rats
because
in the
here's
in
why.
The wall.
We had chicken fingers and there were no bones.
We had chicken wings as well.
They're awful.
Oh yeah, bones with all
the
fat
like, what
chewed.
The fuck.
Like, ugh.
Just happened.
Well, remember
Frank has eaten one or two of those.
One or two chicken bones
that have untouched like stuff.
Wait, I have two things. One is kind of a question. I think I should just talk about it because it's so cool and it's a positive about the Comedy Store.
Sure.
That I was taken on the road this weekend, and that's an opportunity I would not have had without.
You had a rendezvous with a comedian in Las Vegas.
I was
a rendezvous.
I was.
That's wow. That's funny. Now who's hating? That's very funny.
Yeah. No, paid for to be brought
right
to perform piano. Interesting. on the road, which is so cool.
You've gotten really good at the piano.
Was it electric or
because I haven't even seen it
manual
in a long time. It was electric. That's too much. But it's good to acknowledge the opportunities that come here.
Yeah, of course. This place is great. That's not the question. Everything. This place is terrific, and it's
but
wonderful.
He wants to show everybody.
No, but
how
where'd
great
you go and who with? Like you went to?
Yeah, I went to Vegas with, and it was with Jeff Ross and Benji opened for him, and then Ed Larson was there, his cousin, who's actually pretty funny. His
right,
Ed Seth
we know
was
Ed. Yeah, he's good. Sure.
And it was just us.
What
did
club?
You play in between acts
or what casino?
It's the M Resort Casino.
M Resort.
It's like a newer.
Okay.
Right.
Is it short for what's used to be like
the Mirage,
Mirage or MG? Or
no, it's a new one.
Yeah,
new
sure.
One.
M.
The M.
Is
M.
it on the strip?
It's just the letter.
It's not. One you off can the see strip. The script, but it's not on the
right.
strip.
That's good. Well, as a local, when we lived there, we preferred those.
Interesting.
You lived there?
I didn't.
4 years.
Yeah, I didn't. Damn. There.
What'd you do?
Ammo.
Okay.
Oh my God. Right? Because she was in the air.
What do you mean, ammo? You'd sell ammo?
Yeah, you were an arms dealer?
Yeah.
No.
Great.
No,
these are tax dollars at work. Yeah.
No, we built, stored, tested all the munitions, small arms, bombs, missiles, all that stuff.
You were a testing site?
A nuclear bomb?
Shit.
We did test. We have to test the missiles and their guidance systems before we.
Did you ever build? Did you see structures were built or you just shot it into the hills?
No, we do
and
have
shot
a,
it at like a
coyotes.
They have like ranges, but usually those are there's one up north like 3 hours.
Terrible.
You know what's sad is they had wild horses on that range.
Yeah, see,
oh, and
called
you got,
it,
and you got to blow them up.
Then they would get blown up from time to time.
Is this what your show's about, Bruce? That's,
yeah,
blowing up horses in Bakersfield.
Really,
one that's kid's dream, about wanting to go to L.A. blow up horses in the big city.
But now you see why I ate a lion burger. Kelsey? No, I mean,
oh,
Kaylee.
My God. Why?
Oh, wow.
Now you see why I hate a lion burger, yeah. Kelsey. Jesus.
Well, I'm surprised you weren't eating a horse burger.
I'm very upset about this.
Every time I announce everyone's name, I have a little panic attack inside where
That's
I go, weird. I'm saying this wrong, aren't I?
I feel you.
Yeah.
A lot of people call me Kelsey back.
I paused on Bruce Gray. I went, Bruce? I was like, Bruce?
I
was like, yeah, Bruce. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I
Bruce
was
Gray.
A grown
yeah.
man named Bruce that works here?
I was on set a few months ago, and this lady who was like one of the PAs who was like bringing different people in, every time she would come in, she would be like there's like 10 people in the room, and she would be like bring you in and be like, hey everyone, this is Luke, and then would be like, and that is Jess, Kaylee, Bruce, and literally go like 10 not looking at anything, and literally every time she did it, everybody was like, Jesus Christ. It was really unbelievable.
Wow.
And she would just like add a new person to it and then come back and be like,
would it all the guests too?
Huh?
Include not all the guests, just people working.
No, it was like she would bring in like
she wasn't when, like introducing herself
no, when,
to everybody coming
when actors
through.
Were getting to set, she would like bring in like different people like and wow. she did it like five times like with the entire group and everybody was like, God damn.
In like a like her great memory or that's
yeah,
very
her,
weird.
Her great it was weird
that's
and her
very
great
impressive.
Memory. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Very impressive.
Well, yeah.
I want to finish.
Yeah.
We ended up meeting up with Polly and Scotty.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Afterwards. So
you
did
that
the,
look around the table with Polly and Scotty. And Scotty.
You know, no, you notice she said
the
Scotty.
The little two.
Scotty, not Scott.
Scott.
Not the not the big one.
Did he let you touch his puppies?
I didn't try to touch anybody's puppies.
Does he not let you people touch his puppies?
He didn't have his
He
puppies.
Wouldn't let me. Only the hot girl.
Him.
I don't want to try.
Well, look at your nails. I wouldn't let you touch my mother.
But it was actually really fun.
We're talking about puppies.
Yeah. It was very comedy store.
What
it was very comedy store
yeah.
crew. And right. that
Oh, really? With Polly and Scotty there?
It felt so like
dude
home
it's team. Just like the store right right when we're all here
well, he has this
Scott.
Place in Vegas Wise Guys
why I got Which Wise Guys now you guys gotta come to Wise Guys Vegas but not one only one of my brothers
that's exactly what he said
yeah
it's the comedy brothership
yeah
comedy brothership
dude we're gonna name
the
it from Wise Guys
that's
to the
funny.
The comedy brothership and Scotty's gonna help me run it and he's gonna make it where
he's gonna what help me run it
his dogs can do whatever right
he didn't even have his dogs this time it was very
that's
surprising.
Crazy
I know I've never I don't think I've ever seen him without his dogs
was Vegas fun how many shows
it was
you do
so fun just one Saturday night It was great.
Wow.
It was so fun.
Did you fly? You drive?
I flew.
What kind of Southwest? Music did you play on the keys?
No.
All types of music. So Jeff does an hour, and what I do is I come out. Ed, we've done this now. This is the fifth time we've done it.
I'm just joking. Come on. Let me do jokes.
Excuse me.
So wait, you played...
that was a sound.
Did you play before and after and
no,
during?
No, during the whole set.
I see.
Yeah.
Damn, that's an hour straight.
Yeah. Well, in and out. I'm not... I leave space.
Gotcha.
You let him tell jokes.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Boy, that's congratulations.
The point. Yeah. The point.
You let
you're
him tell...
To, you're
let
there
him
to compliment.
I'm there to... I'm there to help...
To add a little...
You're there to be the star.
I turned up and I was like, it's me, Jeff. Yeah.
And then you pick up.
It's me, I'm Jeff.
You pick up the whole piano and you're
I'm Jeff Ross
you
now.
You move into the front of the stage.
And I play piano.
Yeah, you do the sound check and then we'll know what he's looking
for. Joe Maurice, he's been really channeling Brody Stevens and I like
God,
it.
Joe, he cracks me
Joe's
the fuck
so
up.
Funny.
Joe's been.
So funny.
Joe had a slow start and a big crushing finish the other day that was really fun to watch, where it was like slowly people like kind of
gotta get him at first because people don't get him right away.
No, it's he comes in, he doesn't change his energy.
No, there's no one like Joe. That's the whole
thing. Yeah,
I watched that something on Brody today. It was really with Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, that was funny. I watched
nice
that.
Clip.
It was
nice clip. Shout out Tommy Godlove and everyone who runs
the 818 media for Brody.
Yeah. It's almost like Brody's one of my favorite comics that I see on Instagram.
Yeah.
He's awesome. On there so much.
Almost like we should bring some of them over here.
I don't know. I just don't know, you know? I can't.
Can't what?
Do anything.
Oh.
Yeah.
Social.
I work here at the Comedy Store. How much do I work here? I have a Darren Carter sticker.
You have a pocket party.
I thought you were gonna say something about it.
He had a fun flashlight set the other day. Doing a beatbox.
Yeah, his clips on TikTok have been blowing up.
Really? He's
he likes his women like he likes his
TikTok.
There you go.
Yeah, blowing up.
Ran by the Chinese government.
Nice.
I hope he's listening to this.
He might be. Wow. He's listened before. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Door Guy Daily. It's a good episode. It's a good episode of this podcast, but it's a door.
Let's talk about
a solid follow up. Solid follow up. It's hard to top number one sometimes, and this is really funny and good.
I enjoyed it.
I think we got to talk positives. What's like Kaylee said. You know, this place is incredible and affords us many opportunities.
Mm-hmm. You have to stop and reflect sometimes.
But you only fire yourself.
Yeah, you only fire yourself and you only pass yourself.
You have to stop and reflect and look at the things we do have. Because we could be these comics up here begging to get up on a Monday. We're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, sure. That's good.
It could always be worse.
Yeah. I think that's true.
I mean, if that's Whoa. The most positive thing.
I don't know if it could be worse than right now.
And the people that we get to network with and become friends with here is amazing.
Incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to sneeze and you didn't. I got to meet Bruce Gray.
Yeah.
Were you going to sneeze?
I was going to sneeze and then Jess's voice.
Sucked it out of your nose.
Shocked it out of my system. things are good. Everything's good, you know. I'm opening for Fahim this Friday. That's fun.
That's dope. Fahim is so fun.
Where?
At the Irvine Improv.
Heard of it. It's the one in the mall. Not the other one, but
no,
that one.
No, it's the one in the outdoor mall.
Yeah, the one in the outdoor mall. That's right.
It's massive.
In the walking mall.
3,000 seats.
That's
there. A lie.
No, it's like 500. I'm pretty sure it's so big that
it's like four, about 400.
It's so big that there are monitors in the back of the
There's.
Show.
It's like 550, I think, is
it's much too
it's,
big.
It's very, it's not a...
Russell sells it out, but he's probably like one of the few.
I plugged it on here, so it's going to sell out.
Hell yeah.
Hey, you know, if you're there, if you go to see Bruce at Irvine. Hey, you know who would go see Fahim and Bruce at Irvine is like
Shannon.
The people who work that are listening to this, who work here.
Exactly.
What a Freudian, huh?
Yo, because Fahim's hilarious. And
no, I mean, they already know, Like everyone already knows us by first and last. Like
if anybody doesn't, just
I'm gonna be
acquaintance.
I'm gonna be headlining a La Jolla Comedy Store for the first time.
You're headlining La Jolla Comedy Store?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah. I was with Pretty Funny Women, but still,
right.
I'm the headliner.
Got it.
Got it.
You know, whenever, never mind. That's a mean joke I was going to make that I didn't want to be misconstrued. Here's the joke I was going to say is, yeah, whenever you do the show, they just call it women.
But it wasn't the pretty thing. Myself, it's
just I would have rather just been called funny.
I know. Yeah. That's why it's mean. Yeah, oh, yeah you're doing
like
it.
Like the pretty part's fun. Matt already said we're not pretty.
See, but you saw I'm growing because I tried not to.
A good try, baby boy. We have to celebrate you
and
for trying.
And only because I'm in the room.
Celebrate my little victories. That's good. They are. You're headlining the show, though?
I am.
That's great.
I am really excited about it.
Sick.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I love that room.
You're like the madam.
Bunch of white trash people.
If you see Dat Fan there, tell him, like, I like his shit. It's fun. I used to like his Insta. He used to post more on Instagram, and he was wild, and he was a fun Instagram follower.
You're saying
follow.
His social media has gone down.
Yeah. Are you? Yeah. Is Bruce gonna comment on this?
What? Oh, Dat Fan's social media.
Yeah.
Off?
He used to post some really interesting.
Well, Brenton
stuff.
Probably ran that too. They would do walkthroughs of Dat Fan's apartment. Oh man.
And the lineups for every night.
No, you know this place is great. It really is. It's afforded me some terrific opportunities.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for the Comedy Store, I wouldn't have my manager now. And if I didn't have my manager now, I wouldn't be rejected for some big things.
Wouldn't have written a pilot.
But
can
also,
been rejected for some big things. That's pretty cool.
Can I give you guys a scenario?
Because of that, I'm going to be on the upcoming season of I Think You Should Leave on Netflix, folks.
Oh, shit. Are you?
Oh, that's great.
Oh.
And it all comes from the Comedy Store.
Wow.
See,
I'm having a baby.
That's cool.
Oh. Well,
yeah,
and I'm having a baby, and I'm going to be on the Pretty Funny Women show, and I'm going to be playing piano for.
I can imagine you having. You're having a baby. You have a baby that looks exactly like you. Look like a baby. I could see a baby that looks exactly like you. It comes out like.
Oh man!
But let me throw this out here.
Yeah.
And see what you would. Okay, I love Emily, as the booker. Love Emily. Yeah. She's amazing.
Yes.
If something were to happen, if she were to quit today. Who do you think would replace her?
Luke.
Richie's gonna try it.
Yeah, I just booked the whole comedy club. No dudes.
No dudes. How's that for woke?
No dudes allowed. Hey, so most of the chicks you're gonna be on, they ain't gonna be really doing comedy. You know what I'm saying? They're out there. He would put one of those little exercise trampolines with the handle on it.
Oh, no.
Like the man show.
Yeah, like the man show, yeah.
Sure. No wonder you wrote great. The ranch.
Yeah. No wonder I wrote the ranch.
He just rewrote the man show.
Everything's great.
I had Ashton Kutcher. I love that show. It's not a good show, but I love it.
I have shows that I think are very fun and bad.
Right, exactly.
For sure. I like all the, we're going to wrap this up, but I'll say, like, I like that Sons of Anarchy, and I even like the Mayans show. That's my trash,
I haven't really
trash TV that I'm like, hey.
Do you have, like,
men, like, really hugging each other?
Do you have visions?
In leather, slap it, like.
Yeah.
Do you have dreams of owning a motorcycle?
No, I don't want one at all. I don't want to live that life at all.
Would you?
It seems so complicated and fraught and
you
dirty
seem like,
and just like,
What is fraught?
Very like high tension because they're always doing illegal shit. Like I wouldn't sleep. Like knowing I had
your
like
anxiety.
Things up in the air. Like
a lot of anxiety.
You seem like you would buy a motorcycle just to tinker with, like Jay Leno. Like you wouldn't even ride it. You would just constantly tinker with it and then fire it up and be like, yeah.
I don't. I'm not a big. I don't like the motors. I don't like big watches. If you have like if you're a car guy or a watch guy, I'm like, I'm not.
What kind of guy are you?
Shoe guy.
Shoe guy is better, but
sex
like
guy.
Still, it's sex guy.
You can tell. You know.
Yeah, the guy with the loose fruit. Shirt. Yeah, the low collar. Yeah.
Dude, as soon as Luke walks out of here, he takes off his uniform and he's wearing like a floral button up shirt that has three buttons undone and his gold chain.
Sure.
He does wear a lot of florals.
A glob of gel, and he takes his hat off and does one of these, and he's just into the night in his white Camaro.
Who was that? Was that Luke? Yeah. And he's like, no, it's just Luke.
Yeah. Or we see you outside of work, and you're cool, Luke, and you're like, oh shit, you have to run away.
Sorry, your name was. You said your name was Bruce.
Oh, Luke, what's up, man?
Man?
Sorry, you said Bruce. Your name was Bruce.
Yeah. You're out with Richie. I'm gonna start hanging with Richie more. He goes to the Lakers game.
A lot of golf.
Oscar I'm something.
Yeah, yeah, he went to Elton John. Elton John Oscar party.
Wow, there you go.
It why yeah.
Oh, by the way, Oscars, did you in the opening how with fucking Polly? Oh, yeah, called out Polly Shore. That was
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
What did they
hilarious?
Say?
No, it was pretty funny. He just said talking about how the Encino man, he's like Brendan Fraser and the other gentleman from Everything There All at Once who was also in Encino Man. Wow.
Sweetest.
He's like, oh yeah. He's like, what a great night for these guys and what a difficult night for Polly Shore.
But then Polly posted it.
Polly was
of
like,
course
this is
he
awesome.
Did.
Yeah, well Polly, yeah. He's a he knows.
And, yeah, that's good. That's a one
press.
Joke good I yeah. That's good press, yeah. Exactly.
That's good press.
And you know what that is? That's
hey,
called
remember this reference?
Running a good
he's
social
a
media account.
Yeah, Brendan Fraser seemed like he was having a panic attack up there.
Oh.
He's like,
oh.
I'm so excited to be here tonight. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he was George of the Jungle. I wore that tape
oh,
out.
I
that
love
VCR.
George of the
I wore
jungle,
that VCR
dude.
Out.
Watch out for that tree.
Hey. You know, oh, my man. Roommate told me there was some controversy about that movie because he had to put on a fat suit, and they said he should have got a real fat person to do the.
Yeah, well,
I was
how,
like, come
how
on.
Many, how many thousand pound actors besides me are they? You know what I'm saying? Like, I auditioned for the whale. I was a body double.
A stunt double. Yeah,
I did all the stunts. No, I did it. You know, I posted in the group chat this week, but I don't do impressions almost anywhere else besides the Doorcast. But yeah. This week I had a audition to.
Can
do,
I say?
Yeah, if you want
Rick
to.
Rick and Morty.
Yeah, I had an audition to be the new Rick on Rick and
yeah,
Morty.
Fuck yeah.
I'm not getting it. It's not even.
No, no, you
not
won't.
Even close.
So cool. That's so
oh, it was cool. It made me
what
laugh
a fun opportunity.
Hard. Oh, yeah, but it was fun. Because of the Doorcast. I was like, you know, I was like, I feel more comfortable doing this.
Cool.
And it's definitely not going to work. They're going to find somebody from TikTok, as they should, who does Rick and Morty things. But I'm pretty sure my neighbors thought I was having a mental break.
Yelling these.
Because I was just walking around my apartment with AirPods with nobody home going, Morty, 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 Morty. For hours.
Were you belching at all?
I don't know. That show sucks. I don't like the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't like the show.
I like the show.
I'm not a big
fan. It had its moments, for sure.
I would like it.
Oh, yeah?
I like some of the stuff the creators
you haven't heard
too.
Yeah. Do you not keep up on the news? You just.
No.
Okay.
I think that guy's pretty
why?
Cool.
What happened?
Oh.
Let's just say Justin Roiland's going to be headlining the Laugh Factory.
Why do you think
he's
auditioning for the voice of Rick? What are you talking about?
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, he was let's say he's a fan of Crystalia.
Oh,
dear Lord.
What?
Oh, bad.
No, it's just another one and another one.
Another one.
Yes.
That's so sad.
But, yeah, it's all good.
It's almost like culture is fucked up. thanks for listening, everybody. Jess, where can people find you?
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Please give me a follow. And like I said, I'm going to be headlining places now. I'm a big baller.
And then yeah. Kaylee, where can people find you?
Kaylee Chase on Twitter. I kind of never go on. So at Kaylee Lee on Instagram. L-E-I-G-H is C-A-L-E-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
I gotta try.
I gotta change it.
What you have to do is just remember how to spell it the one time and get that sound bite and just say that thing. It's Kaylee Lee.
Kaylee Lee.
L-E-I-G-H.
L-E-I-G-H.
There you go.
Bruce, where can people find all your goddamn bag fries?
Bruce Gray on Instagram, brucegraycomedy.com, Coachella Valley Brewing Company this Thursday.
You know,
Irvine Improv
and
Saturday.
Irvine Improv, yeah.
Friday.
If you see Brad and Mike Z, they might come out for that. They like Fahim.
Yeah, Fahim's a great guy.
He's great.
Fahim's a great guy.
So funny.
He really is a good dude and funny. You can't say that about a
review lot. The podcast. I dare you. I dare you. I'm definitely forgetting something.
You did the shout outs.
Uh-huh,
you do
yeah.
the review stuff anymore?
No, not really. You know when it pops up, but.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're
got a text
a
from a dude who I said I'd help him try and get up. It's gonna be great.
Try to get a job or try
no,
to get up?
No, just try to get up.
Okay.
Yep.
I got a couple names that I would kick around with you. I think guys who are
that's
and people that'd be good.
About. Yeah.
To work.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time at the door. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.